The whole idea of this is that all villages and towns will engage, the citizens basically come together and collaborate and form small cooperatives that will basically tackle their energy. You know, if you take Donegal, Donegal has massive resources in renewable energy. And the people of Donegal could be benefiting hugely from this. And the best way to do that is for people in villages and towns in Donegal, right across the county, to come together and collaborate in setting up their own small little enterprises in different aspects of renewable energy.
There is obviously a vocal and intense debate going on in Donegal and elsewhere on the issue of wind farms, and there is a perception that there is too much of a concentration of wind farms in the county. Now, people will hear you speak about small community renewable energy projects and programs, and the first thing people will think is, he wants wind farm in every town and village in this county. That's going to provoke a debate.
Absolutely, and I think the issue there really is that if people, and we learned this when we filmed last year for EcoEye in Germany and Denmark, that when people own their own wind farms, in other words, if communities around in Donegal decide that they are going to be the ones that will develop the wind energy and that they do it to suit themselves and all of the people within their local community so that everybody is on board and everybody is sharing in the benefits. Whereas what happens with when developers come into an area, it creates huge problems in local communities. It divides communities because some farmers, a few farmers might be benefiting hugely, but everybody else is not. And all that money that's invested is not local money. So the money leaves the area and brings very little benefit to the local community. So the model needs to shift from developer-led wind farms to community-owned wind farms run by the local people in a very democratic way through these cooperative structures that I've been just talking about. But it's not just wind. I mean, you can look at all the areas that farmers can form producer groups, for example, in biomass, which they're doing already in Donegal in many areas, and it's working very well. And they kind of supply then wood chip or logs to the local towns and villages or schools or whatever. It can be farmers looking at biogas through using their slurry and a lot of their grass to go into anaerobic digestion. Now, all of these need collaboration because to do them on your own is not possible. It's very, very difficult and costly. Whereas if they collaborate, they can create economy of scale and they can set up the structures and the different skills to make it happen.